Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A follow-up report today on the push for more Kentucky acreage in goldenrod. And yes, those already doing the groundwork know that might sound odd to some.
Very possibly so. I can just imagine a lot of farmers, first thing they're going to say is goldenrod. And kind of be taken aback. But some people that are forward-thinking, this is something new. And, you know, with the end product, we're looking at something that can do some good as well. So, you know, that's always a bright spot.
John Seymour, president of Roundstone Native Seed in Upton, Kentucky, is working with a company, Solidagix, which can process the crop for human and equine nutrition products. Roundstone is working out production technique.
We hope to make most of the mistakes at the onset here. As with anything else, you know, we know there's a learning curve. We're just trying to figure out what's going to be the most economically feasible and will help us maintain in production as long as possible. And kind of our background has been working with multiple producers and co-op members in our seed business, so it's really not much different. One thing being we're taking the biomass instead of the seed this time.
For some farmers, he thinks production will be fairly adaptable.
We use some of the same equipment that we use in other types of agriculture. It's not the large goldenrod that everybody thinks is just a weed. It is not the culprit that ragweed is, although it is blooming during that time. It's not something that's going to be causing allergies and things like that as well. So although it is a goldenrod, it's just a little different type.
We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
John Seymour with Roundstone Seed says they're assisting Solidagix in increasing acreage this season by first perfecting production methods.
As far as planting, we've done primarily trials. We did put in around 30 acres this year. So we've done everything from plugs that we've grown, some of which we put under plastic, some we plant similar to tobacco, some we do by hand. We also tried a lot of it from seed, various different ways, different densities, and things like that. So just getting our feet under us to see what's going to be the most economical and feasible way to do this.
He says anyone interested can contact Terry Minton at Solidagix by email, T-M-I-N-T-O-N, at solidagex.com. Seymour says it might work well for some.
I think so. I think for us to persist in agriculture, we're going to have to just do a little bit of a lot of things.
And by the way, you can hear a repeat of this program in a podcast online at kyfbnewsroom.com. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.